Lagua Imer.
You're going to be on the committee for next year to plan this out.
It's in wave?
We'll
go for it at 3. Okay. It's going? Okay, fine. Okay, so we gave a dhamma last week in Amir La'akum. But now let's get into this whole inyan of people working for you on Shabbos. So the Gemara, it starts with this brisa. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Shimon ben Gamliel says, Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Lo yiskar adam merchotzoi lo yivik kuyichavim m'nei shenikra al shemoy. You're not even allowed to rent out your merchots to a goy, even though he's going to get the profit. It's going to be entirely his thing. Because it's still considered, it's still going to be your franchise. So it's going to be called Friedman's Merchatz. Or whatever. Not referring to anyone sitting here right now. I just meant in general. Cohen's Merchatz, whatever. So then, it's going to, and people, what are people going to think? And he's going to keep it open on Shabbos. And people are going to think that you hired this fellow to work for you and to keep your store open. And that's a problem. Avalakusi, mai, shari, why is it saying dafka goy, kusi? Kusi, emar avid beim lach b'chol shamoyed, what about chol moyed? Chol shamoyed anana me'avdinan. Fine, that's a separate issue. This is a term to do on a chol moyed. Aval, however, sadeyu lo evgachavim, mai, shari. It sounds like it's only also to rent to him the merchatz. Because the merchatz, maybe he's going to keep open, and it's going to look like you hired him. But a sade, I'm allowed to rent to him a sade, even though he's also going to work the field on Shabbos. So why am I not concerned about the sade scenario? My taima, why is it mutter? Must be arisa arisuse ka'avid. Because people will think, at worst case scenario, even though, oh, that's Cohen's field, but what are people going to think? People are going to think that he's an aris. What's an aris? It's a sharecropper. Now, what's the mile of a sharecropper? So the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say, but the lashon of the Rishonim is that an aris is adaita de nafshe ka'ovid. That the aris is doing it adaita de nafshe. He's doing it for himself. So mamela, this paper's there. So mamela is like this. So buy the merchatz. You're not allowed to rent the merchatz to the goy because the merchatz is going to look like that you're hiring him to be a shechir yoyim for you to run your store that you're not allowed to do. But the sadeh, worst comes to worst, people will think it's yours. Okay, so what are they going to think? That he's an aris. He's a sharecropper. So sharecropper is mutter because adai didinav shekavid because he's working for himself. So this is the yisod in the Gemara that a socher, I mean, the Gemara is talking about in the Maris Ayin Shabbai, but let's look at the Ikra Adin, is you see there's a difference between a socher and an aris. A socher is aser, and an aris is mutter because it died to the nafshe ka'avid. Okay? Now, we're going to see a little bit later in the Gemara, what about in the Rishonim, about a kablin. A kablin is kind of in between. Okay? But let's just think about for a second. What is the difference between a socher yoyim and an aris? Really, what are you going to say? Is that the aris is a daite de nafshe ka'avid? He's working for himself because he wants his share to get bigger. Okay, but the schir yoyim is also doing it for himself because he wants to get a salary. So if the vart is he doing it because he's listening to me, or is he doing it for his own benefit? L'chara, even the schir yoyim is doing it for his own benefit.
You don't see it. See, there he sees he's taking the fruits, and people say, oh, see, he's getting a share. The other way, they think he's being hired.
No, but you're going Marsayin already. You're going Marsayin. I'm saying, in the Ikra Adin, you see over here that there's a difference between a Sechir Yoyim and an Aris. Yeah, so, Charles, what's the difference? Okay, so one way to look at it is because the Sechir Yoyim is more directly telling you to do it on Shabbos. Where an Aris, I'm not telling you to do it on Shabbos. Yeah, but you could have a
Sechir. Working for the owner, or he's renting the place?
Well, the Gemara is here talking about. Here the Gemara is talking about a Soicher. A Soicher is a renter. Right, correct. But the Gemara says you're not allowed to rent it to him because Gzerah looks like it's really yours and you hired him. So you see from there that hiring him would be Aser. That's the point. You know, the Maris Ayin is teaching us what it's really Aser Mekra Adin. So you see from the Ikra Adin is Aser to do a Sechir Yoyim. And it's about to do an aris. So I think that the problem with that is that sometimes you could have a sechir yoyim that he also didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos necessarily. Okay? So, and it's still going to be awesome.
Rebbe, I'm paying him for the time that he's doing it on Shabbos. As far as I'm paying him
Playing by the judge.
It's not drop. I mean, right.
Yeah, he's doing.
So I think the chiluk is a drop tiefer than that. As the Pir the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit tiefer than that. That the chiluk is like this, that an aris or a kablin for that matter, which is a contractor, which we'll see what that falls into. But pashtus legabe this, it's like a okay. The reason he's doing the job, if you look at Rashi says something here. Rashi says, "Aval sadeu lo ovik hachavim shari." Rashi says, "Lahaskir heichad deleka lemecha shlechaneh askarka." If there's no other problems, v'afal pishin ikras al shemoy. Even though it's still considered your field, loichash dilei delahavi ovik hachavim shlucha. It doesn't look like he's your shliach. Ela amri arisahu v'kibla alav lemechta shlushlovia. Dr. Rashi v'alav muto lasis. It's his responsibility to do the field, to cover the field. So what that means is that even though is the case of the artist is that he's mekabel upon himself to complete to work on the field. It's my I want to work on the field. So the job that I'm doing is essentially my own job. Happens to be that you're going to benefit from it or whatever. But the job that I'm doing, the heftza of the job, is called my job. It's the worker's job. So I gave it over to him. So he's going to give me back part of the field for it or whatever, but I gave it over to him, the job. So it's his job. It's his work. Once it's his work, so he's allowed to do whatever he wants. Mashenkin the Sechir Yoim, the heft of the job is still my job. I'm just hiring someone to do it instead of me. So it's a shliach. So Pshat is, a kabbalah is also, it's his job. Because I hire him to complete the house. I'm going to come back when it's complete. So the chiluk is, what's the nature of the work? Is the nature of the work still really the owner's job? Just I hire someone by the hour or whatever to do it in my place. So he's my shliach. So shliach is amir lakum. That we learned last week, Rashi in Masechta Shabbos says that amir lakum is like al shlichus. So shlichus is he's my shliach to do something that I really should be doing. I'm just too lazy. I don't have the skills. I don't have the time. It's not worth it for me. So I'm hiring someone to do it for me. He's my shliach. That's why it's also schiyoyim. Aris is not my shliach at all. It's a daita denafshe kavin means that he took upon himself to complete the job, and now he's doing the job for himself.
So Aris, if you don't check, he will still be willing to do the job because for himself. The other thing, for example, if you hire someone for a day, and he knows that you will not check his word, and he will get paid, he will not, probably will not do nothing. So the only reason that he's doing is because he knows that
Right. Even when you do pay that, even if you do check the job, they don't do anything. Kavah chomer if you don't. Right. I hear. So pshat is right. So that's the chiluk here. That's lashon Rashi of all of mutalasis. Okay. So there's a difference between a sechir yoim and an aris. Now the rishonim go on to want to know what about a kablon? A kablon means, let's take the case of a merchatz. So a merchatz, okay. You could is a business. It's open and creates revenue. So the case of the merchatz, the Gemara says a schir yom. I hire someone to be the balon, heat up the water, take in the cash. That's aser. If I would hire someone to be let's go back to kabbalah another way. Then we'll get to back to schir. Let's stick to the case over here. Right. What happens in a case of a kablon? So the Gemara says that an aris in a sada is mutter, right? And a schiyom will be also. What about a kablon? So this is a big machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri in this place. It's very sadistic machlokes. And the case that they argue about is a case we all familiar with: a kablon on a bias. A kablon who's a kablon, a contractor to finish building a house. Okay. So they're assuming now that in the case of an aris doesn't really apply to a house because there's no such thing as getting right. So a schir yom is clearly awesome. The question is, what about a kablon? So Rabbeinu Tam, if you look at Tosfos, pasak Rabbeinu Tam halacha ker b'shimim gamliel da amar aris arisuse ka'avid. Now you see by a sharecropper that's mutter. When we take kach based on that, hiter li Yisrael shenasan beisai la'asoyse b'kablonus livnois bay afil b'shabbes. So Rabbeinu Tam says a kablon is even better. V'kal v'choymer namihu. Dehashta arisus sade shechelik ha'Yisrael mashbiach b'malach ha'shari kablonos she'en b'shvach liso klaba mashem emar n'orchi laso is kablonos. L'koshken, let's think about what he said. He says that a kablon is a kal v'choymer from an aris. Because an aris, the more he works for you, the more you're benefiting also. Because let's say the guy would only work 6 days a week. Okay, so you get 40%, you get 60% of the crop, he gets 40%. If he only works 6 days a week, you're going to lose 1/7 of the crop. He's not going to work it, and it's not going to produce as much stuff. You can't make up the work on a different day. There's only so much you can do per day, and he's doing everything he can all day long. So if he doesn't do one day, you're going to lose two. But still, it's mutter. Even though you're benefiting from him, his working on Shabbos, it's because he's doing it for himself. So it says, because the Kabbalah, the house is done, it's done. I'm not gaining anything by him doing it on Shabbos or not. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to have the same house. So really, a Kabbalah is less shaykh to me than an Aris. And Rabbi Natam says, therefore it's mutter. That's Rabbi Natam's psak. Now the Re in Tosfos over here, where I bracketed it in middle Tosfos, very important Re, and this the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Pirish, the Kablonas, the Bayis, Osir. No, it's prohibited. And he's doich all the rayas. Now, what's the yisoid of the Re's reason? What's his position? His position basically is based on that the fact is that if you have a Kablon, people are going to not realize what his exact role is, and it's some sort of a gezerah that it looks of Schir Yoyim. It's a gezerah because it appears as though it's related to a Schir Yoyim. Okay? Now this is the Re's reasoning, and most Poskim Paskin like the Re. Okay?
Would it matter on the size of the job?
Not necessarily. Why?
If they're doing like major construction, you would assume that it's off, that for sure on them, that they want to work on it Saturday just so they can close it out early and get on to the next job. Like they, you know, depending on if they're building a house from scratch,
right?
Not like he's fixing a cabin.
Right.
You know, so someone that does that, it would look like they're part of a larger job, not necessarily.
Meaning you're saying is that what is the Re saying that the that a cabin looks like a Schir Yoyim? He doesn't look like a Schir Yoyim. I mean, it's not true, basically.
In a case like that, it wouldn't look like a
Okay.
But
so
something basic like building a fence.
So here's where the Achronim, the Prima Godim, and then after the Prima Godim is the Be'alacha, Eves Moshe, Reb Kiveger, the Neid Yehuda. Everybody is medayik, a very, very slight diuk in Rambam versus the Ran and how they say the Gzera. And this makes a huge nafkamina la'alacha in everything that we do today. Okay? If you look over here, look in Tosfos, where I bracketed Rabbeinu Yitzchak. So he says like this. It's the first line. It's like, let's say, it's five lines down from where I bracketed. Aval. The first one on the line. Aval, bebinyan bias. Okay, you see where it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Aval, bebinyan bias. Building a house. Regilus liskar midei yoim yoim. It's very common for people to hire a schir yoim. The haroya eina oimer kablonuse avid. And people who see this will not assume that he's a kablon. Ela schir yoim. People will assume he's a schir yoim. So the way that literally it sounds like from Tosfos is that Tosfos is saying the gzera of the Re is because people will think this guy is a schir yoim. They're not going to know that you hired a contractor. They're going to think that you just hired a schir yoim, a guy out on the street to go work for you, and that's completely prohibited.
So therefore, it's
a Maris Ayin issue. But yeah, the Maris Ayin is based on the fact that people will think he's a schir yoim. Okay. Now let's look at the Ran for a second. Next page.
How do you ever get around that with any?
You don't.
With a sharecropper or.
Sharecropper looks like a sharecropper because he's taking part in the produce.
Taking the produce.
But somebody who see drives by doesn't know the whole process.
Well, they know that they the derech of a field is to hire an oris, so they're not going to suspect you of doing otherwise. But on a house, it's not like that.
Why do they look there?
Okay, so it's a milakim. It's an isadar banam. Xera. What? Okay, so Ramosha uses this svar a little bit. We'll see. He brings in that svar. Not xera, but he says it's a suffix darbanon and it's a shvach iser. But you know what he's saying is this whole thing is that it looks like you're going to do a milakim. What does it look like? It doesn't look like you're doing milakim Shabbos. It looks like maybe you did a milakim. A milakim is only darbanon. So why are we taking so many precautions that you shouldn't even do something which looks like maybe you did a mir la'akum? That's the okay, but that's a chiddusher. But that's the okay. Now look at the Ran over here. The Ran brings this down. The Ran is the next page. Next page. And he brings down the Gemara. Zok the Ran like this. Umeha Shamina, and you learn from here. The Kivan Shiesh the Oyvik Kachavim Chelik Beperis Asadet. Since the Oyvik Kachavim has a share in the field, Avabishizol Nenim Mimlecha Shabbos, even though I'm benefiting from his work on Shabbos, Mutter, the Oyvik Kachavim Adaita, Denav Shekavid, he's doing it for himself. The Hanas Yisrael Mimela Asya. And the Hanav Yisrael comes Mimela. The Achashochet says it's like a grama. And a grama is mutter even for you to do. So here it's like the malacha that's happening for me is like a grama of his malacha. He's really doing it for himself. But the malacha that's my malacha is like a grama. Okay. Hilkach Shari. Now, go down to the last paragraph of the Ran. He says, Aval Yesh Mishoimer. This is the Re in Tosfos. The Kiboyles Ki Agavna. Hiring a contractor to build a house for you. Aser. The Loidami La Aris. It's not like an Aris. The Kivin the Aris Choylik Beperis. A sharecropper gets part of the field. V'loy Amri Inchid Yisrayoimu. No one will say he's like a Yisrayoim. Aval Ki Agavna Shehabaylim Noitlim Kol HaPeris. It appears to people as a schirayim. Now, I'm an Edel guy. I didn't understand any major chilek between the way Toysa said it and between the way the Ran said it. Is anyone here a big Lamdan that sees the difference? Toysa says that the Lashon of Toysa says V'haroya eina oimer kablun ela schirayim ninhu. And the Ran says that a person who sees it will say, these people are a schir yoyim. The Ran says, mechzi luhu in shi kis schir yoyim. So, kis schir yoyim.
Well, it sounds like that. What he's trying to say is that any time that all the payers are going to a Jewish person, and that's considered a schir yoyim. That's what according to the Ran.
Right, he's saying something a little bit more than just a regular, than people will think that he's a schir yoyim. The Ran is saying, it appears to people that that this relationship is similar to the relationship of a schir yoyim. In other words, according to the Ran, it's two different gzeiras. According to Tosfos, the gzeir is people will think when they see your contractor working on your house on Shabbos, people will think that he's a schir yoyim. This guy's a no good nick. This guy make bachot. Okay. Well, people should down the kavshchos. I mean, you're asking a kashon the whole Maar Sayin. What's up, Shan Maar Sayin? Tell people should just carry on the Chavetz Chaim with them and learn the Hilchos down the kavshchos. So why is there ever Maar Sayin? Right? But I hear. I mean, you're right. It's a good point. But Lamaisa, there's a Maar Sayin issue.
Can you just resolve the issue by posting, to the
So the way the Ran is going to say it is going to be a little. So here, the chashash according to Tosfos is that people will think this guy is a schir yoyim and he's doing an avera. Okay. The way the Ran says it is mechzilu in she kis schir yoyim means is that people don't chop the distinction between a kablan and a schir yoyim, and therefore if people see that you're honest, listen, this guy's a real firm guy. And he's having workers do work for him on Shabbos. It must be mutter to do work on Shabbos. And therefore, fakir, they're going to go and hire even a schirim because they don't get the difference between a schirim and a kablan. Because like you said, the only thing people understand is if the guy's working for himself and taking part of the field, that's obviously different. That's he's doing it for himself. So according to the Ran, essentially it's punk fakir. Not everyone, people passing by don't think you're a Rasha. People passing by think you're a tzaddik, and they're going to learn from you. That's good for the problem. So people are going to think you're doing the right thing, and they're going to assume, oh, this guy knows the halacha. Clearly he knows the halacha, and he's doing it, so I could also do it. They don't realize he's doing a kablan, and they're going to go ahead and do a schir yoyim. Okay? So that's the difference.
What? Think it's mutter what's happening, you're a Rasha, we're doing it.
Could be, but here it's, mamish, in this gzeira itself, a chiluk to Naran and Tosfos. What the difference is, okay? How does the Rambam say it? I have the Rambam here. What? Zok the Rambam. Perek Vav Halach Yudalet. It's the next, after the Ran. There's two pages, the Ran and then the Rambam. Lefika, chapoisek im hanochri. If you make up with a guy, livnois lechatzer, to build a house for you, a chatzer, a koisloi, or your koisa, or your liktzer es sadeu, oi shesochri shana oishtaim, livnois loi chatzer, lita lekerma, hired him as a kabbalan. This is, you got 2 years, I'm going to come back in 2 years, I want this thing to be done. Im haisa malach be medina, if it's in a place that people will see it, we'll learn the gedarma that soon, oi besoichatchum, also loi lahanichon lasis beshabis. Why, Dr. Rambam? Mipnei haroyim she'enam yoidim she'pasak. What is Rambam saying? He's saying the Royim, people see, don't know that you made up a relationship of a Kabul with the guy. They think maybe you made up a relationship of a Schir Yoyim. So this is the Machlokes. So Rambam and Tosfos are saying that it looks like a Schir Yoyim. And the Ran says a Nukzera, that the problem is that people don't know the difference. How does the Shulchan Aruch bring it down? So go to Resh Mem Dalet. It's not the first simon we quoted. It's the second simon. Now, before we go into actually Resh Mem Dalet, just be mocked in one thing. So it turns out that really, Me'ikar Adin, if you have a contractor, a guy that took on the job for you, Me'ikar Adin, it's not Amir La'akum, because he's not your shliach. He's working for himself. However, since he's not getting part of the field, he's not an aris, so therefore now there's this gzera of schir yoyim, whatever the gzera is, like we said to Yitzhak, it's a gzera of schir yoyim. That whole gzera only makes sense if people will see it. If no one's going to see it, then there's no gzera. So therefore, this iser is only nogeya in public. We're going to see that not just public, anywhere where it's a possibility that someone will go there. But as long as there's a possibility that someone will go there, it's aser. You're not allowed to have this guy work for you on mechuber. We're talking now that it's mechuber lakarka on your house or your property. You're not allowed to have a guy work for you in your property if it's in a public place. Okay? So for example, it depends on the scenario. If you own a house in the neighborhood, even if it's an investment house, it's not my house, I don't live there, but it's middle of the neighborhood, then you're not allowed to have a contractor come in and do work for you on Shabbos. Because people are bound to know that you're the owner and the guy's working for you, and then you have this gzera. But let's say you have an investment property out in Hialeah somewhere, there's no Jews there, and it's not even in an area that Jews are allowed to go there on Shabbos. It's out of the tchum. There's no way that a Jew is getting there on Shabbos. Okay? So then it would be mutter, we'll see. If you yourself live in Hialeah, you're the only Jew there, okay, then you are not allowed to have the contractor work in your house on Shabbos, even though no one else is there. Because you may have guests, you may have people over, not everyone's going to know your whole relationship with your contractor, and therefore you have the gzera, because you're living there. But if you just have an investment property somewhere, and it's out there in somewhere where there's no Jews, and the guy's a kablon, it's mutter under these conditions, as long, again, you didn't tell him to work on Shabbos, obviously. What? Chol Moed is worse. In this regard, Chol Moed is worse. If it's a property that everyone knows it belongs to a Jew, since it can get there on Chol Moed, no, then it's also. It's more of a problem. Okay, now.
You have to tell them before you rent it to them, you can't have a worker come in here on Shabbos.
A tenant?
It depends on I don't know. It's a good question.
No.
The tenants are hiring someone to come in.
It's
not Nikras Hashmoy, maybe. Also, it probably depends. It probably depends on what type. It probably depends on what type of fixing. Is it a fixing which the derech is to be on the tenant, or is the fixing is the derech to be on the landlord? Meaning, if the guy's painting the outside of the house, that's usually the landlord's thing.
Yeah, they'll see it.
If the guy's getting a plumber to come in to fix the stuffed toilet, that's the tenant's thing. So it could be, it depends. I don't know. I have to think about your shiloh.
I say, I'm not painting till the movies, and they call the painter in.
We'll learn that in Reish Mem Gimel. I have to think about what you're saying. I don't want to say right now without thinking about it. Okay, so look at Reish Mem Dalet for a second. Reish Mem Dalet says like this: Poisek im ha'enu Yehudi ala melacha. You're allowed to make up with a guy, v'koytzetz damim, and make up a price. V'ha'enu Yehudi oisa la'atzmai, and the guy does the work for himself. V'ava pishu oisa b'shabbos. Even though he's doing it on Shabbos, it's mutar. But medzvar mamur and betzina, it's got to be in private. She'ein makir makoil, shezua melach anasas b'shabbos shal Yisrael hi. It cannot be known that it's a Jewish work. Avlim ha'isa yiduam ufor semis. Aser. Why? Here's the line. Sheharoye es ha'en yehudi oisek, because someone who sees the guy working, he doesn't know that he made up a price. And people will say that you hired an hourly worker. So the Shulchan Aruch also says the Gzeira in accordance with the Tosis, not like the Rad. So now, what's the major nafkamina over here between the Ran's Gzeira and our Gzeira? And the Ran's Gzeira and the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Tosis says the Gzeira. The difference is obvious. The difference is, what about nowadays? Nowadays, everybody, nobody makes houses with a cop with a Shechir Yoyim. You don't hire someone by the, you know, Shechir Yoyim, and you said, okay, now four nails up there, go. You don't do that. You hire a kabbalist to do the job for you. So since the derech of construction is to do it with a kabbalist, so now it will depend, is that prohibited? In a place where the whole entire derech is to do it with a kabbalist, is it also for you, in the middle of the Jewish neighborhood, to go ahead and hire a kabbalist to make a house for you on Shabbos? Build a house for you on Shabbos, in the middle of the neighborhood.
You don't tell him, obviously.
No, you're not telling him to do Shabbos, but he's there. Do I have to tell him not to?
Yeah.
So it will depend. According to the way that the Ri and the Rambam said the Gzera, what was the Gzera? The Gzera was that when people see the contractor working, they're going to think that you actually hired the guy. Is it realistic to assume anyone's going to think you hired a guy as a Shechir Yoyim? No. No one does that.
They might not know the difference.
No one does that.
They might not.
Oh, but if you go with the Ran, if you say the Ran, so then the Ran says the problem is everyone knows that you're a cobbler. However, they're not going to know the lumdis, the difference. And therefore, they're going to go ahead tomorrow and hire a Shechir for their thing. So, therefore, if in a place where the derech is to do a Shechir Yoyim, to do only kablanus in this industry, there, the halacha, the according to the way the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and Tosfos said the Gzeira, it would be mutter to hire someone to build a house for you on Shabbos. Only according to the Ran would it be awesome. So who do we paskin like? So Kipshutai, you would say, we paskin like Shulchan Aruch. So this is what Rabbi Kiveger says. This is also Noi de Bihuda. The Noi de Bihuda is talking about a case that the guy's roof came off. Now, in those days, most things people hired a Shechir Yoyim. But for roof, they hired a contractor. A roof was a complicated thing. So therefore, for roofing, they hired contractors. So says the Noi de Bihuda, it was a shaila back, can you hire the contractor to build it for you on Chol HaMoed? So the Noi de Bihuda said that in Prague, since the derech is that you only do it with a Shechir Yoyim, with a kabbalan, so the Noi de Bihuda says it's mutter. But the Noi de Bihuda has a problem. Because he says that's very good for the people that live in Prague. But what about people coming from out of the city, from out of town? People coming from out of town is a problem. So he says that mimonafshach. That's his cheshit. He says the people coming from the people that live there, right? The people that live there and know that it's a Jewish owner, they also know that derech is to hire a kabbalan. But the people from out of town, they don't even know in the first place who owns it. They don't know it's a Jewish house. So therefore, he says that maybe it's Manoshach Mutter. In the end, he says, I'm only willing to be matter this on Chol HaMoed. I don't want to be matter this on Shabbos. And even that, it's more Chomer or whatever. It's more Chomer on Shabbos. The Etzel Malach will be Deraisa. So now this is the Noi de Bihuda. Rabbi Kiveger brings it, etc. Now, the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha brings this down. So it's on the next page. And basically, he says over here, it's this page 8. It says 8 in the corner. Okay, it's a long Bir Halacha there. And he says like this. Let's start from, I will skip around a little bit, but let's start from Umashma, it's the fourth line, the end of the fourth line. Umashma mized, the imroiv ha'ir darkam bekablonus, in a place where most of the city is derech bekablonus, afil bebatim, even in a house, ain lahachmer. V'yadua shedivrei atoysos, shetek ataz, him divrei ri. Shehistagar beinu tam v'chein divrei arosh zilgankin divrei. This is what everyone says. Hine, however, b'toyisus yishanim b'shabbes muchach gamkin ke'ataz dafilu regilus b'kiblenus gamkin osir. So he says the Taz holds like that. Even if it's regilus to do kablanus tzatzas, or kivin deregilus gamkin b'schir yoyim, because it could be a schir yoyim. V'ayim b'prima godim. Look at the prima shakasa. Dilatam haran, but if you go with the reason of the ran, the asrina nafil bikibolus desade, even in a field mushum de mechzil inchikis reyoy, hainu afilu yadu shakablan, who even if they know it's a kablan, ledid hu ain chiluk, they don't know the difference. Kosha ain haini hudi noital berevach, viavoyu lahat yaf shreyoy, mamish. According to the ran, that the pshat is since they don't know the difference, they're going to end up being matir. Lefiza afilu nisparsim uminagamokum lisko rak bikibolus gam kain osir. It's also aval atama shulchan aruch, but if you go with the shulchan aruch, shakasav einil yodeh shakaitzitz v'oimer shepleni sachar and you do lasis lemelach b'shabes mashma. If you go with the language of the shulchan aruch, it's mashma. The hechash and esparsim shazeh aish sachar b'kablonos. If it's well known that it's a kablon, oish minig oish amakom liskar b'poyel b'kablonos shari v'hu metzadit shom lahakab bazeh. But then he says, well, then he has daiti yesh la'ayin harbe bezeh to shita saran ana lav yichidah hu bezeh. So the Bialoch goes on to say, the Ran is not the only Shita like this, and he brings other Rishonim with this. And then at the end, he brings Anoy de Behuda. And basically, he says he's not so, he's not, be careful. Al-Kain, all the way to in the next page, Al-Kain Tzarchin Lamaisa, he says, I don't like this. Tzarchin Lamaisa, he doesn't want to, it's not so fast to go with this Kula. That if you, you know, in a place that the Roiv, the Derech is, to do Kablonis, it's Mutar. However, that's the Bir Alacha. Ramosha in the Tshuva, which is all the way at the end here, the last page. So Ramosha basically goes on such a case where the derech is to do kablonos, and he says, I don't understand what this business the Bir Alacha is not making with the Shulchan Aruch. He says, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says that. The Rambam says that. The Rosh says that. Tosfos says that. So who does he have? He has Aran. And then he has a couple of diukim and other rishonim. So he says, first of all, like you said, it's only nisa derabanan over here, and it's a, it looks like maybe you did a mir la'akum. It's a shvach iser. So why are you being choishish for? Why are you being choishish against the Shulchan Aruch for one sheet of the Ran? It doesn't make sense. So Rav Moshe says in a place where, and he says, and even in Noy de Behuda that it was machmer, it's only because people will come from other cities and they will think that maybe. But here, anyone coming from anywhere that Jews live, maybe Africa, it's different, but no Jews live there. In a place where Jews live, any Jew coming from anywhere will know that the derech how you build a house is with kablonos. That's how you build houses. So therefore, Ramosha says, Mekar din this is mutter. However, Ramosha says, so therefore, and again, according to Ramosha, he's saying that if a person is building a house on Shabbos with a kablon, Mekar halacha, it's mutter because the derech is to do with the kablonis. And therefore it's mutter. However, he says, Aval Vada, if you look at the last paragraph, what time is it? Oh, yeah, the very last page, the bottom of the first column. It says, Aval Vada de lechatchil yesh lahachver b'midanasenu shebavay nisinu harabim mizalzlan b'yisuri Shabbos. It says, nowadays, people are so shvach in Shabbos. So the people that know the halachis and know well enough to know this whole sugya, those people have to be the ones that are more careful on Shabbos. Shaloi livnois afai de kablan akum kashitas haran and dime. Alts covet Shabbos, alts zilzul of Shabbos, a person should be machmer on the ran. Aval b'diavet shemal skvod hisna. But in the case where you made a tanai, he's talking over here, that there was a guy, it was a huge company, there were six partners in the company, and they signed a contract, the one partner was from, put in. He said he didn't, a verbal clause. He did not put it into the contract. He made a verbal clause with the developer of this project that he shouldn't work on Shabbos because it was in the middle of the Jewish neighborhood. But the guy was working on Shabbos. So now the shaila was, is he mukhiv to stop them? And it's going to make, what?
The Rashi can't ever live there, right?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, according to some shittas, you're not even allowed to move into the house if they worked on Shabbos. And it's very... it's a knas. So he says, what should I do? I can't tell them to stop because they're going to lose tons of money. I can't tell the I can't pull out of the deal because I'm not the only partner. There's six other partners over here, and none of them care about Shabbos except for me. So Moshe says over here where you taka meda tonight. So you tried to stop them. So as far as your zilzul Shabbos is, you know, aval b'dieved, what should you do? B'dieved, you did it. Af shehis narak val pet, and you should have put it into the contract, but you didn't. Okay. Ein malas kvoidei mechuyiv lahafsin moment via rashai lodr boy. Aval acher shiaver yimei chol negdam sheh b'chdei shiasu. He says you should make a little bit of a knas that you should wait for as long as it would have taken had they not worked on Shabbos. So let's say it was a two-year project. It's another, let's say, 50 Shabbosis and Yamim Toivim. So it's like 2 months worth that, you know, maybe you gained. So that you should not move in.
That's the assumption they were, let's say, work 7 days a week. Let's say they took off their Sunday and use their Sunday for Shabbos.
Right, okay, so you wouldn't have gained necessarily. Now he says, happens to be this particular case was a little more complicated because the contractor was Gufa Jewish. So he says, that's already, you know, whatever. Fine. I don't want to get involved in that part of the question. But Akoponim, you have this machlokes between the Moshe and the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is basically Machmer Me'ikar Adin because he's Choshesh for the Ran. And therefore, even in a place where the Derech is to have a Kabbal and do the work, it's still going to be awesome. According to our Moshe, Meikar Adin is Mutter, but Al Zilzul Shabbos, you shouldn't do it anyway. And you have to be careful not to have it done on Shabbos. Al Zilzul Shabbos is not the right thing to do, and therefore you should have it stopped and not be done on Shabbos.
According to the Berurah Lachet, you put a sign outside your property that you are doing their Kablanos.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, they have the
contractors. It doesn't
help. Why not?
Because the whole chashash is up to the Ran. And the Ran is the one that's going to say...
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the one thing you have to clarify. Right. If no one knows. No one knows. That's called sin. So now the one thing is like this. The one thing that's kedai to mention is someone may ask the following question. That even though you hired a contractor and the contractor's a Kablin, but who are the actual workers? Maybe the workers are Schir Yoim. Right? The Kablin is there all day. What?
They do that.
Oh, so, but might say the work is being done by Schir Yoim. So again, Ramayisha and Bir Halacha, they both say that that's not called a Schir Yoim because as far as you're concerned, you hired a contractor. The fact that there's Schir Yoim and they're working for the contractor, not for you, that's not your problem. So therefore, when we say that the derech is to be done with a kabbalah, it means the derech of the owner is to hire a kabbalah. It doesn't make a difference how the actual work is done. The point is the derech of the owner is to hire a kabbalah, and now we mutter. So again, the Ikra Halacha is a machlokes between Ramayisha and the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha is Machmer Ikadin, but even Ramayisha is basically Machmer Al Zilzul Shabbos. The Nafkaminach would be B'dieved, or how much of a loss do you have to take to avoid this, would be a machlokes maybe between the Bir Halacha and the Ramayisha. In a normal case, someone's building a house, L'kuli Alma, in the Jewish neighborhood, it's for sure Osir to have it be done on Shabbos, even though it's a Kavan. Okay.
Go ahead.